The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I can't do this. This is too much. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? I need help. I need to have something right. I need answers. Who's going to be there? I've messed up so much. I feel like I've tried everything, but now, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Just breathe. I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I can't live a whole life with half a self, with half of me in tow, saving the potential of me for some rainy day as if there isn't more to be living for. How can God work with half a woman towards her full potential? How can he pour blessings into my cup that overfloweth if my insecurities and sins have created holes that can't store it? I wrestle with principalities against my own flesh and blood, looking towards the mark of the higher calling, but that takes a whole lot of faith. And to follow where he leads takes a whole lot of dedication. And to stand in the face of my fears, or to proclaim the life of Christ, or even to love my neighbor, takes a whole lot of preparation. So half of me won't do. Giving only half my day, or half my thoughts, or half of everything I got is not only useless but unwise when God sees me wholly with his own eyes. When God in his grace sees me wholly with his own eyes. So I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I gotta get it right. My purpose is on the line. And how can I have only half the mind to do what's right, or spend less than half of the time attempting to develop myself into disciplined study or focused way of life, when it takes to committing the whole mind, the whole body as a living sacrifice? See, we want full blessings from the Lord, but we only pray half the time. And sometimes we remember to love our neighbor, but we seek God's love all the time. We go into situations and relationships with half of ourselves in tow, still hoping good things will come from them despite. And we forget that to love God with our whole heart takes a constant renewing of the mind, a constant reviewing of our lives. For many of the things we need to grow takes a committed and dedicated whole, not got from simple Bible reading or occasional fasting and praying, but our whole effort with our whole heart gives God the room to bring out the wholeness in us that he created within us long ago. So I chanted like I wanted, like it's part of my whole being, like it's significant, like it's attainable, as if my spirit desired it. I needed to present myself fully as committed to his word. I want to be a whole woman because half a woman can't quite gain wisdom in this world. So each day I pray the prayer of complete reliance on God and all his magnificence, for only he is able to bring out in me the wholeness that he created. I'm not whole on my own, but I belong to you. I'm not of myself, but of you and your divine purpose. I am not alone, but with you. I seek your guidance in my daily business. I'm not whole on my own, but pieced together by your hand, held together by your will. I am not led by neither wants, desires, or personal debates, but ever yielding to that which you lay before me. So today, as every day, I listen to your voice, walk in step with you, seek your wisdom, and lay no claim to my own life so that I may be aligned with your way. For I seek to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. God, I want to live what you made me. A whole woman. A whole woman. A whole woman. Amen.
Amen. This is Soul Purpose Tuesdays. We're back. And we're walking in wellness. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I am your host for this moment in time, and I ask that you walk with me. Soul Purpose Tuesdays is built on the foundation of Soul Purpose Lifestyle Company. It is a support and extension of the I'm Walking in Wellness Soul Purpose arm. And basically, we are just here to inspire you, one, to live well, live naturally. And we define being well as being balanced, body, mind, and spirit. And we want to help empower you to achieve wellness from the inside out, mind, body, soul, and your bank account. But we'll speak more on that. As we stated, Soul Purpose Tuesdays is built on the foundation of the Soul Purpose Lifestyle Company, which is a socially responsible direct selling company that redefines empowerment by supporting individual vision and purpose through the marketing of highly differentiated, natural, botanically based beauty and wellness products. Boom, that's it. So we want to empower you, we want to empower ourselves by supporting our individual visions and purpose through marketing of products that help us be well, mind, body, soul, and that can empower our bank account as well, which will allow us to live on purpose and support our purpose. Today is National Day of Giving, Giving Tuesday. It's a national holiday. Today, December 3rd, 2013, is the National Day of Giving, Giving Tuesday. Now, what is happening today is thousands of individuals, corporations, nonprofits, and institutions are joining in the giving spirit and helping to give to their favorite causes from across the nation and around the world. So today is Giving Tuesday, and we want to talk about giving here on Soul Purpose Tuesday. We did a special edition last week about our gift-giving guide, and you can find that archived. Just Google Soul Purpose Tuesday gift-giving, and you can find that show. You can also download it on iTunes. Just go to and type into your address bar. You don't even have to worry about the HCT part. Just type into your address bar, bit.ly/MGRadio, and MG is capital, the R is capital, MG Radio, iTunes. That's all you have to do, bit.ly/MGRadio iTunes. And of course, just Google Master Griot, GRIOT Radio iTunes. If you Google Master Griot Radio iTunes, you'll find our iTunes link and all of our podcasts all the way back from 2008. And you just look for the most recent show. So that way you can check out our gift-giving guide. And that is just about helping you and supporting you in giving gifts, how to give that special gift, you know, how to look at the person and make sure you're giving something that supports them. And, of course, here we want to support you in giving gifts and giving yourself things that are life-giving and not life-robbing. Now back to gift-giving, to Giving Tuesday. This is more about giving to causes and movements, things that support and help a lot of people and causes and movements that are important to you. If you would like to share your cause so that other people would know about it and people who are giving may give to it, please call us at 646-716-7994. Again, that's 646-716-7994. And let us know what causes are important to you, that what causes you give to, and that others may also give to and to support your cause. Today, we're going to share about a couple different causes. Just in speaking about Soul Purpose, it's founded by Nadine Thompson, and she has the Thompson Foundation and Inseroma Foundation. Now, just to let you know, Inseroma is the Adinkra symbol that's used in the Soul Purpose logo. And she has a, Inseroma is a division of the Thompson Foundation. And just the whole concept, the whole company of Soul Purpose is already giving. Soul Purpose gets its products from women collectives around the world. So it is already, that is part of the empowerment formula that of Soul Purpose. From the creation of the products, They are empowering women across the world. So shea butter is done by women collectives in Africa. There are other women's collectives across the world that helps us develop other various products. So that is just a giving right there, and that's giving through empowerment. And if you think in a Torah, it says, I can't remember the exact quote, but the sentiment is, you can give someone something for a moment, but you can teach them how to earn. You can give a person a fish, and they will eat for a day. You can teach them how to fish, and they'll be able to eat for a lifetime. That is the quote. So that is really how I feel about and why I'm so, supportive of and must be a part of Soul Purpose, because it is built on teaching one to fish. So, and we still need to give, We're not supposed to allow ourselves to get too tired or hungry. And while you giving, you help someone from getting to that point that they're too tired or too hungry. Because when you're too tired or too hungry or too cold, and it's hard for you to make rational decisions and be able to move forward. So our giving, at least my hopes is that our giving helps empower people to get to that point that they can make the rational decisions, and therefore you can teach. It's hard to teach and to take in when you're too tired or too hungry or too cold and too sick. So when we get people to a point that they can absorb teachings and can then take that and leverage that to do for themselves and others, then, that is how I see the cycle of giving and empowerment. And I would love to hear what your viewpoint is on it. So, as I stated, if you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 646-716-7994. And we're going to be talking about, I'm going to be sharing with you some causes today that I support and that I give to, and letting you know ways that you can support financially, by volunteering. These are the two most important ways I can tell you right now that organizations need support. They need your time, and they need your dollars. Those are the two things. And when I look at giving, and the best giving is the use, how well you make use of my time and how well you make use of my dollars, that we, to make sure that we are helping others. So, what I share with you as far as giving and different things you can do to give and ways you can give on this Giving Tuesday are ways that I feel causes and ways that you can really help empower people and give where it makes a difference. And as we share, we will also be sharing some great music and some great inspiring work, as we go through this day. So we're going to come back. We're going to take a station break with India Irie from her latest album, Song Versations. And this is called Break the Shell.
I met a prophet, dark as the night. She could see into my soul. Said she'd been watching and had some advice. She said shadows make you whole. A life without pain is a wolf in sheep's clothes. Cause if you listen to the lesson that it holds, you'll find the goal. Child, it's time to break the shell. Life's gonna hurt. Can there is no such thing as perfect. We're all simply doing the best that we can. And we have a choice to live or truly be alive. This is your life.
And that was Break the Shell by India Irie from her latest album, Songversations. And we are here on Soul Purpose Tuesday, this Giving Tuesday, our National Day of Giving. How will you give? To whom and to what will you give on this Giving Tuesday? How are you celebrating Giving Tuesday this day? Okay, then one of the first organizations we're going to speak about, we did speak about Soul Purpose, the Thompson Institute and the Inseroma Division of the Thompson Institute. And it empowers, it's an organization that empowers women all across the globe. And we're going to share more on that as we come up. But just write that down on your list of causes, Thompson Institute, and you can always Google. Of course, you can always Google Soul Purpose Thompson Institute and Inseroma Foundation. And Inseroma is spelled. I'm going to have to type this out as I spell it to you. And it's N-S-O-R-A. OMA and Saroma, Division of the Thompson Institute. But where I'm going to start, I guess the one closest to me, one of the first ones I started working with is Society for Helping. And it's Society for Helping Church and Incorporation. It also has a social service agency. And it is mainly about, the goal was to mainstream the urban deaf and hearing. It is an advocacy organization for the urban deaf, founded by Reverend Dr. Repsy M. Warren. And it was, she founded it as a teacher at the Martin School for the Deaf, located in North Philadelphia back in 1976. You know, as you can just see on it, you know, obviously being African American or being black in America can a lot of times, you know, put you at a disadvantage or put you in circumstances that are not equal. And so, but also being deaf can put you at in an unequal status. But with higher rates of illiteracy, higher rates of, you know, lower education dropout, poverty, and to add that on, being black and deaf, you know, she really wanted to empower, because there was a movement, and they did eventually close that school, but having that school in North Philadelphia was really important. So what Reverend Warren wanted to do what vision was given to her. She just needed to empower the students. She even realized that many of her students didn't have a basic concept of God. So whether you believe in God or not, Christian or whatever your religion may be, most of us do grow up with a concept of God, so whatever that concept may be. But due to the lack of communication early in life and the lack of the quality of communication, many of these, they just didn't have a concept of God. So she found, you know, that disturbing. And so there were very little spiritual needs being met. And then she is an advocate for English over what they call AmSlam. And in sign language, AmSlam is a sign for an entire phrase. Well, we write the way we speak. So if you're using a single sign that's replacing an entire phrase, and you're doing that in your early learning, where you're not learning the entire phrases and all the words first. And if you would liken this unto, say, if you learned slang before you learned the full language, generally slang is a play on words. But if you're learning the slang and not learning the play on words that you're using, when it comes time for you to write, when slang is not appropriate, you're going to think your slang is the appropriate writing. And then you can imagine how you are viewed when you are articulating yourself in writing. And, of course, it makes it harder to do things like get jobs and things like that. So she was an advocate for English over AmSlam, first in early communication, teaching full words. So instead of the sign that says the literal interpretation of the sign, I go store, she's saying teach the full sentence. I am going to the store. Use all the signs. Teach a full sentence as opposed to I go to store, which is, you know, when the shortened version is just showing I go store. So it's just being advocates, you special education teachers. That's what your master's is in. And she became ordained, so she preacher, and she eventually founded the Church Society for Helping Church, where our mission is to mainstream the deaf and hearing, along with the social service agency. And we dealt with the physical, the emotional, the social, the spiritual, and the intellectual person. And with that mainstreaming, we're almost 37 years from the inception, we have given free sign classes to the community, which has been teaching more people how to sign. So learning that it's a two-way relationship. Deaf people just don't need to learn how to navigate within a hearing world, which they do, but also showing hearing people that you should also join in on that and learn how to sign. It's another language. It's extending your capabilities of communicating. And it also is kind to be able to also make the effort to learn how to sign. And it makes a difference to deaf people. So that is like one of the big things, is that you, even if you're hearing at my church, that you learn how to sign. And even if you don't make it out to our sign classes, certain portions of the service are signed by all. So if nothing else, by attending, you will learn how to sign about three songs. You will learn some sign language. So, but in more than that, just everyone signing certain portions of a service. All our activities that are done are always done with an interpreter. Our events are structured that there's also a deaf community, and it makes a difference, even in learning how to interpret. You know, there's culture, there's deaf culture. When you are teaching and you go into, you need to learn their culture and their reference points in order to better teach so, you know, there is a culture among deaf. So when we do events and things, we have to take that in mind, that we can't do something that's super fast speaking and all our interpreters won't be able to speak up. And if it is something that's so unfamiliar to our deaf community, we need know that we need to, in part of that, incorporate into that teachings that brings them up to speed. So our reference points, you know, aren't different, and they don't understand. So all of our programming is done with the thought of a deaf and hearing community at Society for Helping. Reverend Warren is a trailblazer and a true living legend. She got deaf people jobs at the post office, in the government, broke barriers, places where they were never before. And there are people to today that are still working at the post office, still working in these various positions. So many people went on to college. The Black Deaf Advocate Association, Philadelphia chapter, started in our basement. There's just so much to go on. And if you were to Google Reverend Dr. Repsian Warren, you will learn about her. But her trailblazing being that she was a black woman and a dark-skinned black woman in ministry, her trailblazing not only became in deaf advocacy, she became an even bigger trailblazer as women in ministry and black women in ministry. So it's just, it's exciting to have grown up. I've been attending a church since I was 13, and this is what I learned. My first job was given to me by the church association. We had a summer camp, and that was my first job being a counselor. And I've been learning sign language since the age of 13, and I grew up with people who were deaf as well as hearing. So it gave me a different level of consciousness, awareness, and a, you know, level that you know, I really didn't feel sorry for deaf people, like, because I know how capable, they're just as capable as I am. So I never thought that they were less than just because they were deaf, which was allowed me to look at people, you know, all through my life as equal, no matter their circumstances, not less than. And it's made a difference to other people that I never even realized. And so it's Society for Helping. You'll see Society for Helping Church, Society for Helping, Inc. And the address is 1323 West Susquehanna Avenue. And that's Susquehanna. Again, that's 1323 West Susquehanna Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19122 is the zip code. You can, our website, which is being built, I'm building it, and it's almost done. We're just getting confirmation from our pastor, who's Reverend Barbara Montague. But you can go to societyforhelping.org, and you will see our splash page, which will allow you to contact us. But any donations you want to give, can donations in the name of Society for Helping, or Society for Helping Church, and just mail them to 1323 West Susquehanna Avenue, 19122. If you would like a record of your giving, please just give them a note, and they will send back to you a record of your giving so that you can use that for tax purposes or business purposes, whatever you need. And it's good if you're giving and sending in donations. You can also, if you choose to put attention, a trustee, Gina Muldrow, M-U-L-D-R-O-W. This way I'll go straight to Gina. She'll know what to do. Gina will automatically generate your letter of thanks, which is your record for your giving, so that you can add that amongst your charities. And like I said, so in the volunteering area, definitely if you're in the Philadelphia area, you know, come by and join any expertise you have in accounting, you know, nonprofit accounting, 501c3, you know, development, any help and support you can give in that way, we would be welcome. Any interpreters, if you do interpret, and you want to donate some time to interpreting for our deaf, helping out our deaf, our pastor, Reverend Barbara Montague, is also founder of Journey to Recovery, which is the one of the only institutions in the state of Pennsylvania that caters to people and provide resources for people who need it, who are in recovery or need recovery, who are deaf. And our head interpreter is also vice president there, and her name is Crystal Blue, and she is an interpreter by trade. And so there's a lot of outreach and giving work that we do. We also have a very active youth ministry that does a lot of outreach work with our seniors and shelter programs. So we travel to, our youth ministries travel to the senior centers across the city. We do readings. If you want to come help us, like going out and you would like to do some shared reading time and spend time with the seniors, and we give to the shelters. So if you have especially care items, toiletries, right now, winter clothing, gloves and coats and hats, things like that, we do give to the various shelters. We just did our Thanksgiving. We always give away baskets, but we, our youth ministry, the church gives away baskets, but our youth ministries now are doing, they feed, we feed people on Thanksgiving Day. And, again, they collect goods that they give out once a quarter to the shelters. So definitely toiletries are needed, and this time of year, blankets and coats and gloves, things like that are needed for the winter. So again, it's Society for Helping, and you can go to societyforhelping.org. The address is 1323 West Susquehanna Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The pastor is Reverend Barbara Montague, M-O-N-T-A-G-U-E. The founder and overseer is Reverend Dr. Repsie, R-E-P-S-I-E, Reverend Dr. Repsie M. Warren. And we also have a deaf choir, if you would like them to come out and be a part of your program and support by having our deaf choir come out. We would, it's the R.M. Warren Deaf Choir, and they really will bless you in their ministry through song. So that is what we have today on Society for Helping, as far as this is Giving Tuesday here on Soul Purpose Tuesday and all across the nation. It's Giving Tuesday, and it's about how we can give and support various causes. If you have a cause that you would like to share with us and talk about, the number is 646-716-7994. And we are going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about other great causes. And as we take a break, we're going to look on our playlist and look at what we can listen to. And what we come up next with is Celebrate by Jordan Sparks and Whitney Houston. Okay, no, we're not going to do Celebrate because we see it did not fully upload. 10 seconds is not nearly enough. So we're going to go down here through our playlist. And, oh, this is a nice one, Dream On. We want to encourage everybody to dream and dream on. It's all things are possible. And we encourage you to dream on. This is a nice rocker by Amanda Brown. If you remember her, she was last year, she was on The Voice, did very well. She was on Team Adam on The Voice on season 4. And this is her version of Dream On. That was Dream On by Amanda Brown, and that was her performance from the fourth season of The Voice. Now, we were just sharing about one cause that you can give to on this Giving Tuesday, which is Society for Helping. And you can visit them at societyforhelping.org. And if you would like to call, just want to share, the phone number is 215-236-1250. Again, that phone number is 236-1250. Or you may visit www.societyforhelping.org. And you can contact them there. And the slogan is, doing what we are saying, saying what we are doing, helping. For the Lord is good, always. And now we're going to talk about Giving Tuesdays. I just want to let you know about some news that is out there for Giving Tuesdays, some of the latest stories that's going on, and some different things that you can catch on to. Now, Google brings the telethon online with the first ever Hangout-a-thon. It's happening today. So just Google Hangout-a-thon and see if you can hang out and see what's going on and what they're doing for Giving Tuesday. And also in The Guardian, there's an article by Susan McGee, You Can Be a Philanthropist Too, How to Give Well on Giving Tuesday or Any Tuesday. You know, of course, these holidays, these are special days that are set aside for specific purposes, but the value and the sentiment of the holidays should be practiced throughout. The value and the sentiment of Thanksgiving, and that's what I feel is Giving Tuesday, is just following Thanksgiving. Giving thanks, being grateful, and giving. That is something we shouldn't just wait to practice on a certain day of the year. Giving thanks, being grateful, and giving is something that is a daily process. Every morning we get up, we should be giving thanks. We should give thanks from the moment that we wake up. Before we move, we should give thanks. So this Giving Tuesday is a great day to set aside, to bring focus to nonprofits, to giving, to causes. And it's during a season and time where people are spending a lot of money. They're in this giving mood and everything. And so it's right after that. And then we follow the holiday season in January with Martin Luther King Day of Service. So, you know, this giving is becoming a way of life for us. But that's the part about us. It's about others, how we work and support with others who are directly connected to us. So when you give, it comes back to you. And as it's saying, it gives, it comes back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking and running over. So it's just hard not to give and not to get. When you give, you automatically get because we are connected to one another. So when we help someone else, we in turn help ourselves. And so on this Giving Tuesday, of course, there's an article from the Columbus Dispatch. It's add Giving Tuesday to your calendar. So all the way around, individually, as business, you know, even as an entrepreneur, add Giving Tuesdays to your calendar. From an entrepreneurial perspective, I can speak to you as a marketing strategist. This day, Giving Tuesday, after you've been pumping everybody, Black Friday, buy from me, get your gifts, you got Cyber Monday, you've been begging everybody for a sale. On Giving Tuesday, you better stop and give a break and ask your customers to give with you. You set aside money in your budget. You set a focus on a nonprofit or cause, and you ask your customers and clients to give with you on this Giving Tuesday. You show them that we do this too. And you ask them to give with you, and you show them how you give and how you do. And you can do that not online. You can do that through in-house, in-store activities, and you use video, you do all of that to market your business. You show how you give, and you be that example. And that is from an individual but and from an entrepreneurial perspective. And then in The Nation, Laura Flanders writes on Giving Tuesdays, giving's never been easier or cheaper for global corporations. So, you know, check out The Nation. Again, you can Google these options. I will also, you know, these things will also be listed on our Facebook page. There's an event in Facebook for this Soul Purpose Tuesdays, and we will also I will post them in the comment section over here, Master Gregor Radio, for the Soul Purpose Show, so you can go on. But as I speak and you're listening in, just go ahead and go to Google and Google in The Nation, Laura Flanders, FLANDRS. On Giving Tuesday, giving's never been easier or cheaper for global corporation. And if you put in The Nation, Laura Flanders, and On Giving Tuesday, that'll be enough to bring up the article for you. Then Bill Wichert from the Star Ledger writes, Giving Tuesday, Morris Company launches nationwide campaigns to assist animal shelters. So, again, if that's something you're into, if you love to help animal shelters, if that seems interesting to you, check that article, how Morris Company is launching a nationwide campaign to assist animal shelters. And you can be part of that, too. From an entrepreneur perspective, News OK writes on how Giving Tuesday follows Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Meals on Wheels is driving Giving Tuesday, and it's an article in the Time News by Michael D. Abernethy. Then ABC 7 News out in Denver has a segment on by Ann Stegen, Giving Tuesday encourages kindness in reaction to the commercialized Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And again, that's what I was speaking to you about when I say from an entrepreneur perspective. As a company, as an entrepreneur, as a business, as an organization, when you're constantly asking other people to give and to do and to buy, take this moment to stop and give. And if anything, and ask them to give with you, to walk with you, or just take the moment. Don't even ask anything. Just take a moment to show giving and inspire people. Giving Tuesday is a welcome counter to Black Friday. You can find that in the Arizona Star Daily, in the Arizona Daily Star. And here's a great article, 5 Ways to Celebrate Giving Tuesday as a Couple. That's interesting. And that's in Babbel by His Mishermer. It's an Indian name, so I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correct, but it's in Babbel, 5 Ways to Celebrate Giving Tuesday as a Couple. And then hashtag Giving Tuesday hopes to feast on goodwill. And that's in USA Today. John, J-O-N, Ostendorf, John Ostendorf, hopes to feast on Goodwill Giving Tuesday. So you have the opportunity to, this is at givingtuesday.org. This is where you can find this information. So everything about Giving Tuesday, you can just go to givingtuesday.org, learn more about it, find out about it, and how you can celebrate it. That's givingtuesday.org. And so, as I stated here on Soul Purpose Tuesday, this is Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. And we're talking about giving on this Giving Tuesday. And we're going to go ahead and take a moment for a station break. And we're going to listen to some more inspiring music, some music for our soul. And so as we do this, we're going to listen to a little Jill Scott, Golden, Living Life Like It's Golden.
Hey, oh, hey, yeah.
That's Living My Life Like It's Golden by Jill Scott. And it seems like we are basically, we're going to wind down. Again, I was really working on getting some additional information, but the specific information will be posted in our comment section. So I will definitely list the specific information about how to reach the Thompson Foundation and their specific mission, and how you can give to the Thompson Foundation and Interoma Division, learn more about that. And we were talking about Society for Helping. I also would like to share with you about the House of Umoja, which has been around 40-plus years, founded by Queen Mother Falaka Fatah. And you can go to houseofumoja.org. And I can't remember the address by heart right now, but if you go to the website, the address is there, how you can give. You can give online. You can also call and speak with Queen Mother. As a matter of fact, it's a great time to reach her now. You got about 6 more minutes before she goes in. But it's good, great to catch her between 10 and 1 on a daily basis. And that number is 215-473-5893. Again, it's 215-473-5893. And that's www.houseofumoja.org. We're going to do on our third Tuesday, we're looking for a special guest that we're going to have, and probably will share, we'll probably share our Tuesday moment, since, you know, it's Giving Tuesday. We don't want to end it here. So we're going to always give 10 minutes to a cause to give, every Tuesday here on Soul Purpose Tuesday. We're going to extend our mission and share 10 minutes to a cause to give. Again, so if you have any causes and you'd like to share about your calls, you can, our calling number is 646-716-7994, but also you can call us at the office at 1-877-552-7012, extension 1111. That's 877-552-7012, extension 1111. Just ask for me, Jacqueline Taylor Adams. And you can almost email us, also email us at talktous@mastergrillradio.com. And this has been a great session on Giving Tuesday. My question is, how will you give? How do you give? And remember, this is Giving Tuesday, so give. Peace and blessings.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.